Before I actually get in. Okay, we're recording and I have to click got it. Okay. Before I begin, I just want to tell all of you how thankful I am that you have allowed me to be part of your congregation all these years.
在我开始之前，我想向大家表示感谢，你让我在这么多年里一直和你们一起。
We really appreciate your support and prayers a lot for our ministry here at the University of Illinois.
感谢你们给我的祷告和我的支持。
And I don't usually say this, and I always think about saying it, but I want to also let you know how thankful I am for and what a gift Rachel is and Ruby and Jennifer, all those who have translated for me. I really appreciate you too.
我也很感谢为我翻译的姐妹同工们。
But this sermon today is not supposed to be a Thanksgiving sermon. It's supposed to be a Christmas sermon.
今天的讲道主题不是感恩，而是圣诞节。
So, the title of the sermon this morning is A Christmas Carol.
今天的题目是圣诞颂歌。
Now, A Christmas Carol to Americans automatically associates with one of two things.
圣诞颂歌对美国人来说意味着两件事情。
The first one, and this is probably for everybody, when they hear the word Christmas Carol, they think of a song that gets sung at Christmas time.
第一个是在圣诞节分享福音的时候的一首欢快的曲子。
And for those of us who are Christians, of course, we know that Christmas carols were originally written for the purpose of enabling us to share the gospel with people through song.
对我们基督徒而言，我们知道圣诞颂歌是为了我们和其他人分享福音的时候伴随的一首诗歌。
A long time ago, actually, back even when I was younger,Christians used to gather together and they would go around their neighborhoods and they would sing these songs to people in the neighborhood as a blessing to them and as an opportunity to make sure people had the chance to hear the gospel.
在我还是比较年轻的时候基督徒会走街串巷到邻居家去唱这首歌来送福音。
That doesn't happen so much anymore.
现在这个传统越来越少见了。
But it might be a good tradition for us to revive.
但是我觉得这是一个很适合重新继续的传统。
The second thing that comes to the mind of a lot of Americans, maybe even most, is A Christmas Carol refers to a story written by the 19th century English writer Charles Dickens.
另外一个意义就是这个圣诞颂歌就是让大家联想到19世纪英国作家查尔斯·狄更斯的一部作品。
Now, if I was there with you in person this morning, I would ask for a show of hands as to how many of you have seen this movie before or read the book.
如果我是在现场的话，我想做一个调查，看你们有多少人读过这本书，或者说是看过这个电影。
Because not only is the book famous, but they have made many movies over the last 75 years that are based upon this book that Dickens wrote.
不仅仅这本著作非常闻名而且电影也非常非常的著名。
I did a little bit of an internet search and I found there are 21 movies that have been made with the title A Christmas Carol.
我在网上调查了一下，我发现有21部同名的电影。
And there are 36 that have the general idea of the book without necessarily being called A Christmas Carol.
36部内容基本相同，只是名字不同。
So when I was a child, one of the things we always did on Christmas Eve after church was we'd go home and we would watch A Christmas Carol on TV because it was broadcast on most of the networks.
我们以前有个传统，就是在圣诞期间，我们会在电视上看这部电影。
So there's a significant modern cultural impact of this book today, even today, even though we've moved away from that as a culture.
这部电影 对我们有很深的文化影响。虽然这个文化当中已经远离这个圣诞的佳音的主题了。
Now, the story, very briefly, is the story of a man named Ebenezer Scrooge.
这个故事主人公叫做史古基。
And the name Scrooge has actually become so much a part of the culture that when we want to refer to someone who is not kind and very stingy, we will call them a Scrooge.
这个有很大的文化影响，这个词 Scrooge 已经成为一个代名词，就是指那些不很友善的人。
Because in the book, Scrooge is such a nasty guy that he evicts the poor from their homes in the middle of the winter, and he doesn't care at all for anybody, even his own family.
他是一个非常小气的人，而且对人非常的糟糕。他对自己的家人也很糟糕。
But Charles Dickens was a Christian.
但查尔斯狄更斯是一个基督徒。
And when he wrote this book, he was writing it with the idea of how Christianity can utterly and completely change a person's life.
他写这本书背后有一个目的，就是想说明基督教怎么能够改变人的。
And so as you watch the movie or you read the book, you can see how he very subtly weaves the story of Jesus and his redemptive power into it.
所以如果你看这个电影或者这部作品的时候，你会发现在作品里面他很巧妙地安排了关于基督信仰的信息。
And so what I want to do, I'm going to switch off screen share once and then switch it back on again. I'm going to show you a 2-minute trailer of one of these many movies that have been done so you can begin to feel a little bit about what the movie in the book is about.
我现在会停下来放一小段电影的介绍，这样大家有对这电影的大概的了解。
And then when I get done with the trailer, I'll switch back and you'll begin to understand more as I go through the sermon why I'm doing this.
Yeah, 这样的话可以帮助我们了解，然后我们可以联想到电影跟今天讲到的信息的关联。
Okay, let's see if I can get this trailer up here. Actually, I gotta go to, sorry, I'm not very good at Zoom. go back to Zoom for a second. And increase that. Share screen, share sound. And go to, there we go. Okay, I think I've got it. Now let me know if you can't hear or see this and I'll try to figure something else out. Here we go.
Yeah, we can see it.
Can you hear it?
No. You might want to check your volume.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's mute. Do it again. Start over.
Okay.
That was it. Thank you.
It's Christmas, a time for celebration, a time of goodwill to all men. All that is, except one.
Those of us with means should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Ebenezer Scrooge, a man whose contempt for others,
Mr. Cratchit,
is matched only by his greed and lust for wealth.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir. Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
But Scrooge is about to be taught a lesson he'll never forget.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I think I'd rather not.
Charles Dickens' immortal tale is brought to life as you've never seen it before.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. You will see yourself.
Ebenezer Scrooge!
You are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child.
I fear you more than any spectre I've seen.
I will will not be the man I must have been but for this visitation. Why show me this if I am past all hope?
Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, with an all-star cast including Frank Finlay, David Warner, Susanna York, Edward Woodward, Nigel Davenport, Joanne Whalley, and George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge. A Christmas Carol.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and a happy new year to the world!
Okay. There we go. Oops.
You might want to just exit, yeah, because it's replaying.
I'm trying to find it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Thanks.
Now I got it, I think. And back to the PowerPoint. Okay. Can you see the PowerPoint now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I don't know whether that helped you understand a little bit more about the book or the movie, but we'll be explaining a little more as we go, because I'm going to use that as an outline this morning in order to help us better understand what Christmas is really about.
希望刚刚那个短片对大家有点帮助，会用它来做我的提纲来讲述今天的主题。
So for us this morning, the big idea I want us to really internalize is the fact Christmas is more and must be more than just a cultural celebration and a gift exchange.
圣诞节的意义明显的超越了一般的文化节日和交换礼物的意义。
And as Christians, we need to have a different approach to Christmas than the world does.
我们作为基督徒应该有与众不同的方式来对待圣诞节。
And so Mr. Dickens' book tells us of three different spirits that come to visit Ebenezer Scrooge.
Dickens的作品里边提到了三位精灵，他们造访了Ebenezer Scrooge。
And each of those spirits will help us to better understand God and Christmas.
这每一位圣灵，精灵都可以帮助我们更好地了解神和圣诞节的意义。
And so as we speak of each different spirit, we're going to look at three different points of view on that spirit. And that is that of Scrooge, that of Jesus, and that of we ourselves.
当我们看这三位精灵的时候，我们就从三个角度来理解。一个是从Scrooge这个小说主人公的角度，另外是从耶稣和我们的角度来看。
Okay. So the first spirit that comes to speak to Scrooge is called the spirit of Christmas past.
在其中第一位精灵是过去的圣诞精灵，他和史古基有一些对话。
And with each of all of these three spirits, they are all being sent to convict Ebenezer of his sin.
每一位精灵都是为了指出史古基他的罪恶。
And so when we look at what's happening in the book from Scrooge's perspective, you have to understand a little bit about the 19th century of England.
这里有必要了解一下19世纪英国的当时的背景。
The Industrial Revolution was in full swing.
这是工业改革正在进行当中。
People were moving from the country into the city trying to find work because there was extreme poverty everywhere.
人们正从乡村涌向城市，到处非常贫穷。
There were people that had no place to live and had no food and were literally starving in the streets at times.
他们那时候居无定所，也缺乏食物，非常的贫困。
And so in 19th century England, there was tremendous pain, and Charles Dickens, when he wrote the book, was trying to draw people's attention to the needs of people around them.
那个时候，人们生活在痛苦当中，狄更斯写这部作品就是为了唤醒人们对周围人的重视。
As you read the book or as you watch the movie, and the Christmas, the spirit of Christmas past actually takes you into Scrooge's past.
这个过去的精灵，其实也触及到了Scrooge的过去。
you begin to have a little bit of an understanding why it is that Scrooge is the miser and the evil man that he is.
你可以从中了解为什么 Scrooge 成为那个冷酷无情的人。
Because what was going on in the culture as a whole was also taking place in his own heart.
在当时社会的状况也深深地影响了 Scrooge 这个人。
So as the book develops, you begin to see that Scrooge at one time did have a heart, but because of all the things that were happening, he began to harden his heart and to turn away from the truth that he knew biblically.
Scrooge 最初他的心肠也是蛮柔和的，但是随着时间的推移，他的心变得刚硬，也远离了神的真理。
So that's a little bit about Scrooge's historical perspective. But we also know that when we're talking about Christmas, there is a historical perspective in the scriptures as to what God is doing.
他这个也提到了当时社会的一个视角，但是也提到了神的视角。
So what happened that leads us up to the time of Jesus' birth? In the book of Galatians, in Galatians 4, verse 4, the Apostle Paul writes this.
在加拉太书四章四节,
When the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
及至时候满足。神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
Now it's interesting that Paul uses this word fullness of time in describing what led up to the birth of Jesus.
保罗在这里用了一个词叫做时候满足，来描述耶稣降生的时代。
The picture there of fullness is that of a woman who is 9 months pregnant and ready to give birth.
你可以这样理解，那个妇人已经怀孕足月。
Now, I've never been pregnant.
我本人并没有怀孕过。
My wife was pregnant 5 times, though.
但是我太太也有五次怀孕的经历。
And I remember that when she first got pregnant with each of our children, we were so excited.
我记得每次她怀孕的时候，我们都非常的兴奋。
We couldn't wait until our children were born.
我们非常期待我们的孩子降生。
But as the months went by, it became more and more difficult for her.
但是随着怀孕的日期增长，对她来说，对我太太来说，变得越来越困难。
And until by the time that she was 9 months pregnant, she was so big and so uncomfortable that she could not wait in order to deliver the baby.
到快到九个月足月的时候，那他变得非常的笨重，然后也人也很不舒服，就期待着赶快生下来。
Now all that she went through in preparing to have a child was difficult, and the time when she delivered, they call it labor because it's really hard work.
这个过程是非常艰辛的过程，所以我们把生孩子在英文里边称为劳动 labor。
But by the end of the process, when she was holding one of our children in her arms after it was born, it made everything that she went through 100% worth it.
但是当我们怀抱着我们孩子的时候，婴儿的时候，我们感到这个痛苦完全是值得的。
And if you remember what happened historically leading up to the time of Jesus' birth, it was a time of great pain for the Jewish people.
如果你看历史的话，你会发现这。犹太人来讲，这一段过程也是非常的痛苦。
For 400 years, they had been oppressed by different countries.
在400年当中，他们被不同的国家征服。
And perhaps among the worst of those oppressions was actually the Romans, who were in charge at the time Jesus was born.
最痛苦的一段时间就是罗马帝国征服他们，也就是耶稣基督要降生的那一个时期。
And the people longed for political deliverance.
那时候的犹太人非常希望能够有政治上的拯救。
They could not figure out why God would allow them to go through so much pain and why he had not sent the Messiah as a conquering king to wipe out their enemies.
他不明白神为什么让他们在这么长期的时候，在经历痛苦，然后也不赶快让弥赛亚出现，拯救他们出这痛苦，击败他们的敌人。
Yet in the midst of that pain, what they could not see was how God was working in the background.
在这痛苦当中，他们不能看见神在这已经这之间已经在这做各样的准备工作了。
Because of the Romans.There was actually relative peace throughout the entire empire.
就是因为罗马帝国的关系，当时的整个社会环境是蛮平和的。
And that famous Roman peace made it possible that once Jesus had purchased our forgiveness for the gospel to be able to go from country to country without having to work through wars.
这个和平提供了福音传播的机会，而不是在战争当中。
The Romans had built roads that went all over the empire.
而且罗马帝国的交通非常发达。
And this made it possible again for missionaries as people would come to faith and they would begin to feel God lead them to take the gospel to other places. They could travel relatively unhindered by these roads the Romans had built.
所以这给传道的人提供了一个很好的途径，可以通过这些发达的交通网络达到各地。
The interesting thing is as well that the Greek language had become a universal trade language throughout the entirety of the empire.
另外一个原因是当时的希腊语已经成为通用的语言，可以在整个罗马帝国当中使用。
So even though everybody would speak their own regional languages, there was a common language that everyone understood and was very precise in being able to communicate the reality of what God had done for them in Jesus.
尽管当时有非常之多的方言，各地的语言，但是大家都了解希腊语，而且希腊语是能够很精确的描述。
And not only was all of this prepared, but because of the times that they had been conquered, the Jewish people had been scattered throughout all of the empire.
另外，那是犹太人已经在整个罗马帝国当中散居了，这个也是一个很有利的条件。
And again, so as the gospel began to go out, it found ready places for preaching among the synagogues that existed all the way from Spain to Persia.
所以从西班牙到波斯，整个福音都可以有机会在各地的会堂中传开。
So the years of conquest and dispersion were so hard on the Jewish people, and yet God was preparing the way for Jesus hundreds of years before he came.
虽然被征服和被分散到各地，对犹太人来讲是一个非常痛苦的经历，但实际上神在这几百年里已经为耶稣基督的到来准备了道路。
And because the times were pregnant, then it was possible for the gospel to take root and to grow worldwide.
所以当时状况提供了福音传播非常好的机会。
Now, the same thing in terms of the past may be true for us as well.
所以对我们来说，过去对我们来说可能也是同样的。
We may have gone through times of tremendous pain in our past.
我们过去的经历当中可能也有些痛苦的经历。
And yet God is working through the circumstances of our individual lives to bring us into a close personal relationship with Jesus.
但是神通过这些把我们带到了和他一个非常亲近的关系。
For those of us who celebrate Christmas in a Western fashion, it's a time for remembering all the good things that take place, but also sometimes those bad things that work their way out during the holidays.
我们明白，当我们在这西方文化的节日当中，有一些不好的事情，但是也有些好的事情。
For me, I have many good remembrances of Christmases in the past.
对我来说有非常好的美好的记忆。
I grew up in a very poor family, but every year at Christmas, it's like the poverty kind of cleared itself for just a little while so we could be together as a family, and we would, our meager Christmas gifts and things like that were just really good times.
我小时候成长的环境不是特别好，但是在圣诞节的时候，我们作为一个家庭，我们聚集在一起，我们分享那些好像微不足道的礼物，对我来说是很美好的记忆。
And so even in the midst of the bad, sometimes we have some really good memories that we can focus on that will help us to see the sovereignty of God working to draw us close.
在当中我们就看到神的主权在里边工作，把我们拉向他。
And as Christians, that's something that we would expect to happen, right?
作为基督徒来讲，我们应该期望这。
But there are many people out there that don't know Jesus, that they don't have the necessarily the good memories. They want to have them, but they just don't.
对非基督徒来说，他们可能渴望这些，但是他们不一定能得着。
And the holidays are especially painful for these people.
对有些人来讲，节日对他们来说是一个痛苦的时光。
Psychologists tell us there's actually a condition called seasonal affective disorder. Or SAD, as the acronym goes, that describes the pain that people sometimes feel at this time of year.
心理学家把这有一个精神障碍称之为季节性的情感障碍。
But it's an opportunity for us as we see people who are experiencing a lot of pain in their lives. It's the opportunity for us to reach out to them and to tell them the good news of Jesus.
神也让我们从这个当中有准备机会，可以预备我们帮助那些在节日里有这些挣扎的人。
And that's exactly what the spirit of Christmas past did for Ebenezer Scrooge.
所以这就像这个为过去的圣诞精灵对 Scrooge 的作用。
The second spirit that visited Ebenezer Scrooge was called the spirit of Christmas present.
第二位造访史库基的精灵叫称为现在的圣诞精灵。
And in the book and in the movies, the focus is on what's happening right at that time in 1843 England.
在1843年的英国，他就描述当时那个英国的状况。
And the spirit of Christmas present takes Scrooge and shows him what is actually happening in the lives of people that he is ignoring.
这位精灵向史库基展现了当时他所忽视的人的情况。
One of those people is his clerk that works for him in his office.
其中一位就是他的员工。
His name is Bob Cratchit.
他叫鲍勃·克拉奇。
And he's just a very humble, hard-working man, and Scrooge does not pay him enough money to hardly survive.
他是一位非常勤恳劳力的员工，但是史库基对他的工资配得很差，也对他不很友善。
And what happens during the book or in the movie, you begin to see how Bob Cratchit's family is barely surviving in their home. In spite of the fact they're good and loving people.
尽管克拉奇是非常好的人，但是可以在书中描述到体会到他仅仅能够生存而已。
And Scrooge begins to realize that this man who works so faithfully for him may actually have one of his children die if something doesn't happen to change the circumstances.
这位精灵让史库基了解到，虽然这个 Bob 非常的忠心，但是因为他没有伸出帮助的手，他家里的孩子可能会死去。
And when we bring this into the present or into the time of Jesus and the New Testament, we see similar types of exhortations to reach out and care for people.
所以我们也可以在圣经当中看到，神常常鼓励我们。帮助穷困的人。
In 1 John 3, 16 to 18, we read this.
在约翰一书三章十六节讲到。
It says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth.
约翰一书3章16到18节，主为我们舍命，我们就从此知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？小子们，我们要相爱，不要只在言语和舌头，总要在行为和诚实上。
So what John is exhorting the Christian church to do is to look around them and to see where there's needs and to reach out to people, not just with the gospel itself, which is the most important thing, but also if someone is hungry, to feed them, or thirsty, to give them something to drink.
耶稣鼓励大家要作为基督徒的责任，不仅仅是只是传福音而已，也要在行为上面帮助那些穷困的人。
If you bring this into the present, you begin to get a little glimpse of what should happen, ironically, when you look at someone named Santa Claus.
所以你从这中可以看到，圣诞老人来源的。
I usually wear my Santa Claus hat all Christmas season.
我通常在圣诞节的时候会戴圣诞老人的帽子。
And the reason that I do that is because I want to find ways that I can begin to talk with people about Jesus.
这样提供了一个和人交谈到耶稣的渠道。
And one of the ways I do it is I will say, did you know that there was a real Santa Claus?
我会说你知道真的有一位圣诞老人吗？
Of course, people don't believe me unless they're under 5 years of age.
大多数5岁以上的人都不会相信我。
But Santa Claus, the tradition of Santa Claus actually comes from the 4th or 5th century, and it's the story of a pastor at a church in a city called Myra in Turkey.
这圣诞老人起源是来自于第4或第5世纪那段时间的一位牧师，在当地的有一位在牧师
，Pastor Nicholas was his name, and he had been a man who was fairly wealthy at one time.
他的名字是尼古拉斯，他当时其实是蛮富有的一位人。
And he found ways of anonymously meeting the needs of people in his congregation.
他找到了一个可以不留名帮助他的会众的方式。
One of the most famous stories is that of a family who had a daughter that was of marriageable age.
其中一位是他会员，他的家里有一位女儿，正可以到出嫁的年龄。
And in those days, women could not get married unless they had a dowry, some kind of cash or monetary gift that could be given to the groom and to his family.
当时的习俗是，作为女方，你必须要有一笔可观的嫁妆。
And oftentimes, if a family could not come up with a dowry, they would actually have to sell their daughters into slavery because they could no longer afford to care for them.
如果这根嫁妆不能准备充分，这位女儿就可能就会卖成为奴隶。
And so the story goes that what Nicholas would do was he would put some coins, a sufficient amount for a dowry, in a sock, and that he would either throw it in a window or drop it down a chimney so that the family would have money so their daughter could be married.
所以当这位牧师发现之后，他就会把准备一些钱放在袜子里面。这笔钱会足够付这个嫁妆。
And we might never know this except for the fact that there was a persecution that arose against Christians, and Nicholas went to jail.
后来有对基督徒发生了逼迫的状况，尼古拉斯就被送到监狱里去了。
And when he was in jail, the gift stopped.
他们发现当他在
And everybody began to go, oh.
接礼的时候，这类的礼物就没有了。
That's where the money was coming from.
这时候人们才了解到，原来这个礼物是来自于这位牧师。
Well, the tradition of Nicholas became that of Saint Nicholas.
所以后来就建立了一个传统，人们称他为圣尼古拉斯。
And in the Dutch language, the word for Saint Nicholas is Sint Niklaas.
在荷兰语当，他们叫做Saint Nicholas.
And so as English speakers began to hear them talk about Saint Nicholas, they didn't hear Saint Nicholas, they heard Santa Claus.
当说英文的人听从荷兰语这么描述，他们把它听成了圣诞老人。And so Santa Claus.
Yeah, English speakers said Santa Claus. But the important part about that for us is the fact that Santa Claus brings gifts for people that don't necessarily, they can't afford them themselves, for children, for others. He's a very generous person.
所以圣诞老人就变成
And in reality for us,
被送给需要有人的礼物的人。
And for us, as at the tradition of Santa Claus, we should begin to recognize that it's Jesus' birthday. We should be giving presents to him rather than just each other.
但是我们如果想到耶稣的话，我们应该更加明确地了解，圣诞节其实是耶稣的节日。
And Jesus says that whenever we do something for the poor, the least of his brothers, that we have actually done it for him.
耶稣说，这些事情你们做在这弟兄当中最小的一个身上，就是做在我身上。And
so when we give presents to each other, we should recognize the fact that we are giving gifts to Jesus in that person.
所以我们在给礼物的时候，我们要明白，其实是
But we should also be giving gifts to people that cannot give back to us, people that are poor and needy. And in doing so, then we are pointing people to the ultimate gift giver, who is God, who gave us Christ.
所以我们要对有需要的人提供援助，给出礼物，那使得大家能够体会到真正的这个礼物的赠送。
The last of the three spirits is the spirit of Christmas future.
最后一位精灵是未来的圣诞精灵。
And in the book and in the movies, this is a very scary part.
在电影和小说当中，这一部分都是蛮怕人的。
Because what happens is the spirit of Christmas future shows Scrooge what is going to happen if he does not change.
这里他向史库基显示了，如果他不改变的话，他会受到怎么样的一个审判？
His clerk, Bob Cratchit's son, is going to die.
他的雇员克拉奇的儿子会死。
That Scrooge himself is going to die.
Scrooge他自己也会死。
And that if Scrooge dies in his current state, there is nothing but a fearful judgment that will happen to him.
如果他就这样死了，他所面临的就是一个非常严厉的审判。
And indeed, isn't that what the scriptures teach, what Jesus himself teaches?
这和我们圣经当中耶稣所教导的也是一致的。
Jesus makes very clear that his first coming was to come as Savior.
耶稣第一次来是救主的身份，这个是很明确。
He comes to bring forgiveness of sins and reconciliation of humans to God.
他向人提供了救赎、原谅和与神和好的机会。
But he also comes telling us that he will return, and when he comes back the next time, he will come as the judge.
他也很明确告诉人，他第二次来的时候， 他的身份是法官。
And people will either have accepted his forgiveness and be saved, or they will be condemned to hell.
人要不就是选择接受耶稣基督，要不就要面临地狱的审判。
It's funny that most people really want everyone to be saved, but not everyone wants to have a relationship with God.
很有趣的是，人都希望被救，被拯救，但是都不希望，但是不是每个人都希望有跟神有一个关系。
And if you don't want to have a relationship with God, then you will be condemned to eternity apart from Him.
但如果你不接受的话，你就会在永刑当中受审判。
I ask a lot of people that I meet two very important questions.
我会问两个重要的问题。
I will ask them, if you were to die, would you know that you had eternal life?
第一个问题是，如果你要死的话，你怎么知道你会有永生？
In other words, would you know that your sins are forgiven and that God will accept you as into heaven when that happens?
就是说你的罪会被赦免，神会原谅你，接受你进入天堂吗？
And then I ask a clarification question. If you were to die, why would God let you into heaven?
然后我第二个问题是，如果神问你，我为什么要让你进天堂？
There are very simple answers to these two questions.
其实这个答案非常简单。
The first question, the answer is, you can know that you will have eternal life.
第一个是，对，是的，我们可以知道自己有永生。
And you can know because of what God did for us in sending Christ at Christmas.
因为耶稣为我们而死。
The answer to the second question, though, is a little bit confusing to most people in the world.
第二个问题会对有人产生很多困惑。
Usually when I ask them this question, they say, well, you know, I've been a pretty good guy.
他们通常会回答说我还不错了。
Or, I wasn't as bad as that person.
我比那个人好一些。
Or, God, you know, he's got to be forgiving. He's got to be fair. So, you know, he'd let me in.
神很友善，他会让我进天堂。
But the reality, the only answer to this question is because you trust Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior.
其实这个问题的答案就是你信靠耶稣基督是你个人的救主。
For those who make that commitment to follow Jesus, they can know that they will live for eternity in relationship with God.
只有这样委身信靠耶稣基督，你才可以有确信。
So,
神永远有一个美好的关系。
So what's all this got to do with us today then?
这是对我们的意义是什么呢?
Couple of really important conclusions.
有几个重要的结论。
The first is one which is in a story in the past, and that is the fact that Scrooge did repent.
在这个故事当中，史枯基他改变了。
His entire life changed.
他的生命改变了。
His attitude went from being a miser and not wanting to give anything to anybody to actually meeting the needs of everybody that he possibly could.
他从一个小气吝啬鬼，整个改变成一个非常慷慨大方，帮助周围人，所有人的人。
And it not only changed Scrooge, but it changed his entire community as well.
因为这个缘故，不仅他改变了他整个社区也改变了。
And so as we think about this, in our Christmas celebration, we need to start out by asking ourselves the question, am I really, truly a Christian?
所以在我们庆祝圣诞节这个节日的时候，我们要仔细的反省，我们是不是一个真正的基督徒。
And if you have never committed yourself to follow Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, then I encourage you to make this the day.
如果你还没有决定的话，我鼓励你思考决定。
Don't let another Christmas go by apart from being in relationship with Jesus.
不要再让等下一个圣诞节来想跟神的关系。
But for those of you, for those of us who are Christians, we need to ask ourselves, what kind of Christmas present have we prepared for Jesus for this year?
对基督徒来说，我们要想一想，我们怎么样我们为圣诞，为耶稣做了什么样的，准备了什么样的礼物。
We can't necessarily give him something directly to him.
我们可能不能直接给耶稣基督。
But we can give something directly to those that he loves and to those that are in need. And we can begin to care more for those around us than just, you know, our own little nuclear family.
我们可以想一想，但是我们可以想想是不是可以给耶稣基督他所喜悦的人和有需要的人，和我们周围我们可以照顾到的人。
If you need some ideas on how you can do that, I'm sure that Pastor Elijah could probably come up with a lot of ideas.
如果你想问到底有什么方式呢？我相信你们的牧师一定也有很多可以提出的建议。
So, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope to see you sometime early next year.
我向大家表示圣诞的祝贺，希望明年什么时候我们可以见面。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your great love for us in Jesus.
天父，谢谢你通过耶稣基督展现出来那伟大的爱。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you are willing to humble yourself and come to live among us, first as a child and then as a man to show us how to live and to bring forgiveness to us by your death on the cross.
谢谢你让耶稣降生为人，在我们中间，先是一个婴孩，然后是作为一个人来告诉我们，我们怎么样可以接受救赎，宽恕人，可以有美好的永生。
And thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in us and giving us the power to live lives that are pleasing to you.
谢谢圣灵住在我们中间，让我们有一可以生命转变。
Help us to live the truth of this message.
谢谢你让我们可以在这真理当中生活。
We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们这样祷告是耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Amen.